This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And according to Greenpeace Indonesia, a subsidiary of the Genting group called PT Globalindo Agung Lestari has been among the companies that have been burning Indonesian forests over 2015 to 2018, over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and I think this concession, which had the largest total burn area out of all the concessions across Indonesia, and was only sanctioned for replanting in previously burnt areas. So we're looking at related, a company related to the Indonesian pulp giant April, and RGE has seen its concession land burned every year since 2015.
Yeah, altogether, actually, there were 10 companies listed as having the largest burnt areas on their land. And this, of course, was between 2015 and 2018. Now, the point is that these 10 palm oil companies have received no serious civil or administrative sanctions from the Indonesian government. Similarly, also the pulp sector, which is also burning, has also largely escaped serious government sanctions despite repeated fires across massive areas of land.
Yeah, I think Teresa Kok was on the Evening Edition a few days ago, and that was a kind of auto response, you know, to almost defend the palm oil companies, saying that it's very hard to prosecute palm oil companies for committing all these forest raising crimes in foreign jurisdiction. I don't think so, right? Because you can enact laws that actually compels our local companies not to kill us with a haze, with a smoke, right?
What?
I mean if you can sort of prosecute an ex-prime minister for money that he has channeled to other jurisdictions, I'm sure that you can prosecute companies that are in other jurisdictions whose pollution is coming back into our own shores.
It has to break the law of where the person is, basically has perpetrated that act. Basically, if it's in the US, and has conducted that act over there, and it is, even in Malaysia, but if the US were to recognize that it is against the law, then they can prosecute. If it's not against it, then they won't do it.
Well, maybe then it's timely that the Energy, Technology, Science, Climate Change and Environment Ministry is actually in the midst of actually drawing up a new law to hold Malaysian companies and individuals accountable for causing pollution in foreign countries, because Singapore already did it.
How do you hold these guys accountable, right? If they burn forests in Indonesia, Cambodia, Vietnam, or even Sabah, Sarawak, and so on, how do you hold them accountable? I think there must be some very punitive sentences for the CEOs or the board of directors for said companies, perhaps a jail time of one day or something if you're the CEO of a forest burning company.
Exactly. So this new law has to take into account what would be enough to stop these companies from doing such a thing. And if you're talking about companies, what hurts them most other than jail time is a very punitive fine. If we look at
I don't think a fine works.
No, a big fine. So you're talking in the range of billions. Like, for example, when BP had an oil spill in Alaska, the fine was in the billions, and they had to contribute large sums of money for the cleanup action. So I think we need to have legislation along those lines rather than just a smack on the wrist and off you go again, because in 2 or 3 years, we'll have the haze problem.
Yeah, for sure, because the owners of these companies are very, very rich people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.